Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. It is Friday. Today is the 16th of April, kind of a proof of life. We'll let you know what day it is, what time it is, where we are. It's 3 o'clock, a little after 3 o'clock West Coast time, after 6 o'clock East Coast time. And I am War. The Warrior is with you. Some stories that really define where we are as a country right now. The hottest NFL prospect, I mean, this prospect's hotter than him, but the one who's been the hottest in the last 3 weeks or so is Alabama quarterback Mac Jones. Okay, the NFL draft's coming up in less than 2 weeks now, a week, 2 weeks from yesterday, Thursday. So the NFL draft is coming up on Thursday, the 29th, I believe it is, of April, and he is the hottest prospect. Most people think he will go third in the entire draft. No one suspected that as recently as the end of the college season, but everyone loves him now. And all of a sudden, his whole career could get hurt by the fact that at age 14, he wore a Halloween costume that made fun of Barack Obama called No-Bama. And the reason why, I'm sure, no one's saying this out loud, but you're throwing the football to mostly black players. And, you know, remember what happened to Drew Brees, the quarterback of the New Orleans Saints, would have the nerve to say that he didn't like that players kneeled for the national anthem, and he could never do that. He didn't say anything bad about black people, about black players, about black America, about BLM, nothing. He just said it's not the right way to do it. Don't kneel for the national anthem. And the result of that was he almost got drummed out of the league and had to literally, you know, get on his knees, prostrate, and beg for forgiveness from NFL players who are mostly black. Because he actually stated out loud, you know, that you shouldn't kneel for the national anthem. Like, that's such a big deal. And now Mac Jones, who could be the number three pick in the whole draft, wore an anti-Obama costume when he was 14 years old. 14 years old! Who cares what he did when he was 14 years old? And who? And if he was anti-Obama, so what? So what? Critics are blasting him after photos surfaced allegedly showing him dressed as No Obama, including an Obama mask and dreadlocks reportedly worn when he was a teen. Are you joking? I mean, seriously, how bizarre. Many Twitter users went on the attack. It is usually telling that Mac Jones comes from a racist family or is a racist himself and is being touted as a leader. Mac and Nick Bosa relaxing in the offseason with some friends. Another one says, Mac Jones, a racist? Question mark. Anyway, the end result is, I don't need to read you 50 tweets from 50 ignorant morons who are racist, by the way, themselves, because they're anti anybody who is conservative. You know, like I've always said, it's great that you could be openly gay and even openly transsexual now, but it's amazing that you've got to be a closet conservative. What a joke. Media darling and Minneapolis Black Lives Matter militant by the name of Chaz Neal, 44 years old, arrested for failing to register as a child sex offender and immediately blames racism. That's perfect. Yesterday I told you about the mayor in California who was arrested on child sex charges and calls himself a progressive, and now a Black Lives Matter media darling arrested for failing to register as a child sex offender, meaning he's already been convicted. And Jen Psaki, the spokesman for the White House for President Trump, says Biden, the president, you know, the guy with dementia, with the hollowed-out brain, the puppet, the sock puppet, O'Biden, who's really President Obama, he says he's proud of the anti-American UN ambassador after she called America's founding documents and principles racist. She said the whole country's built on white supremacism. And then the BLM, one of the founding members of it, the Marxist lesbian founding member, Patrice Kahn Coolers, she's been criticized for buying multi-million dollar homes, four homes worth more than $3 million. And her response is, it's terror by white supremacists. It's terror by white supremacists. And she says buying million-dollar houses in white neighborhoods, when you're a BLM activist and being a BLM founder and you're a socialist and a Marxist, she says that's a good thing for black people. And then last but not least, open the show, sign of the times, BLM activist calls rioting and looting legitimate response to state violence. So in other words, the cop kills a bad kid by mistake, wanting to taser them, but instead grabbed a gun. That's state violence, that's murder, and it's totally legitimate to riot and loot and steal a new TV set. Makes a lot of sense, right? Here's my column that's coming out on Sunday in newspapers around the country, syndicated by Creator Syndicate. You always get the sneak preview right here on Fridays at the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Why are Biden and Democrats carrying out the murder of the middle class? Back in 2014, I wrote a book titled The Murder of the Middle Class. Don't look now, but it's actually happening. Back then, I was referring only to the murder of middle-class jobs and the American dream. Today, it's literally murder. Democrats appear to want the middle class eliminated. They're not just after our jobs. They're playing Russian roulette with our lives. If you think I'm kidding or being sarcastic, think again. I'm dead serious. Excuse the pun. Biden, or more likely the real decision-makers behind a man that resembles a brain-dead puppet, really do appear to be carrying out the murder of the middle class. Let's start with COVID. If COVID is as bad as Democrats make it out to be, if we're all at risk of death, we're all going to die. If the entire country needs to be shut down, locked down, masked, distanced, and vaccinated forevermore, then why are Democrats letting thousands of strangers a day into our country across that border, knowing nothing about them? Knowing nothing about their health. Why aren't they testing them for COVID and other third world diseases? And if sick, sending them back, just like we did for decades at Ellis Island. Why would anyone want to risk allowing sick or diseased people into the United States? Based on the numbers at the border so far this year, we can expect between 1 million and 2 million illegal aliens entering our country over just the next year to spread infection and death and quite possibly reignite a pandemic that almost took down our entire economy. Who would allow this? Who would encourage this? Wait, it gets much worse. These illegal aliens, many of them diseased or sick with COVID, are being put on airplanes without any ID. We don't know who they are. We don't know where they're from. We don't know why they're here. What if they're sitting next to you and your children on a plane flight? They could make you sick. They could kill your spouse or children with COVID or one of the new variant strains from Brazil or UK or South Africa, the variant strains of COVID, or any other third world disease, polio, smallpox, you name it, TB. Or they could kill you, your family, and everyone else on that plane in a terrorist attack. How does the Biden administration know who's a terrorist and who's not? They don't. And obviously they don't care. But wait, it gets even worse. A fan of mine is headed to Texas for business. She can't find a hotel room at any moderately priced hotel in Dallas-Fort Worth. All the hotels around Dallas and the rest of Texas, she tells me, are booked up by the government. Why is the U.S. government buying up most of the hotel rooms in Texas? They're housing illegal aliens in nice hotel suites with our tax dollars. I looked it up, by the way. She dared me to Google it. And when you Google it, there's an article in USA Today that says the government is using Hiltons, Marriotts, Comfort Suites, Town Place Suites, and Homewood Suites, among many others, to house illegal immigrants. The hotels in Texas are all booked up. Check for yourself. The illegal aliens are taking up most of the rooms. It's guaranteed money for the hotel chains, paid by the government. Therefore, there's no occupancy for the rest of us. Good luck finding a hotel room in Texas if you're an American citizen. Can you imagine? Can't do business in Texas because the illegal aliens, who don't speak English, are filling up the rooms with 12 kids in each room. But, of course, that's not the big problem. How many of these illegal alien hotel guests have COVID? That's the big problem. How many have actually been tested? That's the big problem. Biden and company are sending potentially diseased foreigners into U.S. hotels where they could sicken or kill other guests you and me, American citizens, they could certainly sicken or kill the hotel staff. And all these sick American citizens could take COVID back home to their families, their workplaces, and their kids' classrooms. Folks, this is insanity. This is reckless manslaughter. Biden and his American-hating socialist cabal are playing Russian roulette with our lives. They obviously couldn't care less if American citizens die, as long as the ends justify the means, as Marxist author Saul Alinsky taught all of these fine Democrats. What is that end goal? Democrats want to flood America, and particularly Texas, with illegal aliens, otherwise known in Democrat circles as future Democrat voters. They want to change the electorate. They want to replace American voters with foreign voters dependent on welfare from cradle to grave. They want to fundamentally change America with one-party rule. They want to make America foreign to Americans. And to make this goal a reality, it sure looks like they're willing to carry out the murder of the middle class. My nationally syndicated newspaper column coming out this Sunday, why are Biden and Democrats carrying out the murder of the middle class? Isn't that amazing? It's an amazing story. You know what I left out? Because I have a certain amount of words I'm allowed to write, and they won't accept something longer than that, right? Newspapers won't accept it if it's more than like 600 to 700 words at the most. They'd like it to be 5 to 6, and that was 7 on the dot. So I didn't have room for one more sentence or one more paragraph. But think about all the Democrat governors like Andrew Cuomo that sent American citizens, senior citizens, to their death on purpose. He sent them back to nursing homes knowing they had COVID, knowing everyone there is vulnerable, knowing they're very likely to get sick, catch it, and die. And by the way, he was lobbied by the nursing homes, the owners of the nursing homes, who I'm sure were thinking in their minds, every time someone dies, they're all old, they're going to die of COVID anyway. If they die at the hospital gets a $39,000 bonus from the American government. If they die at the nursing home, I get the $39,000 bonus. They gave a big donation to Cuomo, and he said, sure, send him there to die. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The result? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me. 888-444-8895. Mention war and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to energizedhealth.com. 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power. Who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with more.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. Sponsor of this segment of the show is the War Raw podcast. I did it this morning with my trusty producer, Chris O'Sullivan. Both got up early and did it early because we both had busy days and could only do it early, could only knock it out early. I do it every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But on Friday, I do a very special weekend edition where I play Casey Kasem and identify the top 10 news stories of the week for conservatives. And I did that this morning, and that is available, I believe, right now or certainly in the next few minutes. Should be up and out. It's the War Raw podcast. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. So, I'm a guy who continues to tell you that COVID is a scam, but not that COVID, the disease, is a scam. It's real, and there's really a pandemic, and people have really gotten sick, and people have really died. That's not a scam. But the response by the media and Democrat politicians is the scam. And it's just not that many people collectively have died. I mean, lots of people die from lots of things that are sad and tragic. I'm not downplaying it. What is it, 40,000 people a year die of car accidents? Does that mean no one should ever get in a car again? We should lock down the economy? Everyone should close their business? And we should close the highways, of course, because there's car accidents. You got to close the highways or reduce the speed limit to 5 miles an hour. Do you change everyone's life radically because someone somewhere dies in a car accident? I'd like it if no one died. I feel horrible when someone dies of anything, cancer, heart disease. There's lots of diseases out there. But this backs up my contention that we've so over-exaggerated COVID. And I proved it yesterday when Project Veritas went undercover and the CNN producer or director, or maybe a combination of the two, bragged about the fact that CNN exaggerates the death totals of COVID. and they want it to be higher, higher, higher. They're rooting for more people to die so they can make their point that COVID's going to end the world so that more people tune into CNN. So today, the San Francisco Medical Examiner, in all places, San Francisco, said drugs killed more than twice as many Americans as coronavirus in 2020. I mean, I think he was saying in San Francisco, I assume. He meant in San Francisco, not more Americans as in the whole country, but that's the headline. But here's the story. More than twice as many Americans in San Francisco, there you go, died from drug overdoses in 2020 as they did from coronavirus, otherwise known as Chinese coronavirus. That's from San Francisco's chief medical examiner. You think he's a big conservative? You think he's a raging conservative and he made that up? More than twice as many people died from drug overdoses as from COVID-19 in San Francisco last year. 708 San Francisco residents died from drug overdoses. 254 died from coronavirus. By the way, you know, it's not like I'm not only not making light of the COVID deaths, every death's a tragedy, but even 708 people dying from drug abuse is not a lot of people in a big city. How many people live in San Francisco? We have over 2 million, like 2.3 million, I think, in Las Vegas. So San Francisco must have, the San Francisco metro area, must have like 4 or 5 million people. 700 plus died of drug overdoses. It's not a lot. You don't shut down society over that. So why would you shut it down for 200 people who died of COVID? What was the exact number? 708 drug overdoses, 254 from COVID in the whole city. It's a big city. Okay, you don't want anyone to die of drug overdoses, and you don't want anyone to die of COVID. And each death is a tragedy, okay? Wayne LaRue is not making light of any death. I don't want anyone's child to die or anyone's mother or father to die. But you don't stop society over 700-800 dead people in a big city like San Francisco. You sure don't stop it over 254 dead from coronavirus. In Seattle, overdose deaths involving fentanyl were up 57% last year. Preliminary data shows deaths from synthetic opioids like fentanyl rose 162% in the Las Vegas area last year. So 57% in Seattle, 162% in Vegas up. In L.A. County, 26% jump in overdose deaths. And who makes fentanyl, by the way? It's all fentanyl. Who makes fentanyl? Mexican drug cartels using chemicals from China. Isn't this what I tell you every single day, that the entire country has been sold out to the Mexican drug cartels and the Chinese Communist Party? Isn't this amazing? Just amazing. That's who's running America. That's who's profiting off the drugs in America and the open border and the drug trafficking on that border. Drug overdoses from June 2019 to May 2020 killed 81,000 U.S. residents. Now, there's some big numbers. 81,230 U.S. residents, more than three times the number of individuals killed by global terrorism in 2019, 25,000 more than the number of Americans killed in the entire Vietnam War, and 40 times the number of Americans killed in the Afghanistan War. And drug overdose deaths appear to have accelerated during the COVID pandemic. You know why? Because Democrats got everyone scared to death. There it is.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden welcoming the Prime Minister of Japan to the White House, then holding a news conference.
We're going to work together to prove that democracies can still compete and win in the 21st century. We can deliver for our people in the face of a rapidly changing world. So today, we're announcing a new competitive and reliance partnership, CORE, between Japan and the United States that will enhance our ability to meet the pressing challenges of our time.
Indianapolis police are identifying the suspect in the FedEx shooting as 19-year-old Brandon Hole. They say Hole fatally shot 8 people before killing himself. Hole was reportedly a former employee at the facility, having last worked there in 2020. Wall Street ending the week on an up note, the Dow closing up 165 points to finish at 34201. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War and otherwise known as the Warrior. And welcome back to the show. By the way, White House says Biden will increase refugee cap this year after Democrats' fury over original target. So one of the few, probably the only thing Biden has done that has any common sense or reason is he didn't want to let in that many legal immigrants this year because so many illegals are coming in and the border's overwhelmed. So even that is now thrown in the garbage, thrown to the wind. The White House on Friday said President Biden is expected to increase the refugee cap for the fiscal year just hours after he signed an order that kept it at Trump-era levels, sparking fury from congressional Democrats. Oh, my gosh. Former President Donald Trump lowered the refugee cap for 2021 to 15,000, something that Biden had pledged both during the campaign and his first days in office to raise. He promised to increase that cap to 125,000 for the next fiscal year, which begins in October. He said he would work with Congress to make a, quote, down payment on that number. And in the meantime, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken proposed to Congress lifting the cap to 62,000 for this fiscal year. They won't ever accept compromise. The administration announced Friday Biden was signing an emergency presidential determination to keep the number at 15,000. It brought immediate criticism from left-wing Democrats and immigrant activist groups. The Biden administration refugee targets are unacceptable, Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois said. These refugees can wait years for their chance. 35,000 are ready, facing the greatest refugee crisis in our time. There's no reason to limit the number to 15,000. Say it ain't so, President Joe. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said, completely and utterly unacceptable. Biden promised to welcome immigrants. He's letting in millions at the border, you idiot numbnuts. Upholding the xenophobic and racist policies of the Trump administration, including the historically low cap, is flat-out wrong. And so all of a sudden, Biden caved, just like he caved to Russia yesterday. Biden said we were going to send American naval ships to the Black Sea to stop them from taking over Crimea and Ukraine. And as soon as he had a phone call with Putin, it's okay, we won't do it. Don't worry about it. You can just take whatever country you want. Wow. So sure enough, he's now going to lift it. He's probably going to go right back to that number he said when he campaigned. He's probably going to bring it up to, what was it, 125? What did I say it was? Whatever it is, it's huge. Whatever the number was he campaigned on, 125,000. I'll bet you he increased the cap to 125. That number's not in this article, but I'm sure that's what he's planning to do. And then the other big news story of the day is Biden says at a press conference today with the Japanese minister by his side, every single day there's a mass shooting in the U.S. It's a national embarrassment. And he pounds his hand on the podium, trashing America in front of the Japanese prime minister. First of all, there isn't a mass shooting every single day in America. That's ridiculous. There's not. Maybe there's once a week. And number two, the real definition of mass murder is every week in cities like Chicago, Detroit, and Baltimore, 100% Democrat cities, almost 100% black cities, there's lots and lots and lots and lots of murders. They add up to far more than any mass murder. They're just all one murder, two murders, one murder, two murders. When you add it up at the end of the day, does it matter if one madman kills 20 people or a city has 30 murders in the same day? It's much higher than the 20, but each one is an individual murder. What's the difference? And all those cities have strict gun control, so it does nothing. And all the workplaces where the shootings happen. Yesterday there was that FedEx mass murder, right? I think it was 8 people killed at a FedEx facility in Indianapolis. Did you know it was a gun-free zone? You weren't allowed to have a gun. FedEx won't allow you to have a gun. So what does that really mean? It means you can't defend yourself against a murderer. The very word gun-free workplace or gun-free city, gun-free neighborhood, gun-free building denotes a neon-blinking Vegas sign, right, saying, come on in and kill everyone. There's no one here that has a gun to defend themselves. They're all going to be helpless as fish in a barrel. It's so ironic how dumb these people are. Look at this headline. Murders rose 56% in major U.S. cities amid defunding of police push. So the murders have spiked all over the United States. 10 major cities up 56%. In Chicago, arrests and stops dropped by 53%. Murders rose 65%. Our cities are being torn to shreds by liberal politicians, not by guns. Guns have nothing to do with it. The good people need guns to defend themselves. In Minneapolis, during the same period, arrests and stops decreased by 42%, while murders increased 64%. Can you imagine how bad this is? Oh, my gosh. Portland, Los Angeles, New York City, all just as bad. Major homicide increases. And the cops don't want to stop anyone anymore because there's no point. If you stop someone and they happen to be black or a person of color and they happen to have outstanding warrant, they happen to have a terrible criminal record, they happen to attack you, if you shoot them dead, you're going to now lose your entire life and go to jail for the rest of your life. So it doesn't work anymore. I'm telling you, the police are all going to quit in droves. Anyone who can is going to retire in droves. They're all getting out. The really smart ones, you know, the ones who are street smart because they've been on the street for 25 years and they could have retired at 20, they're retiring tomorrow and they could have stayed another 10 years and given you the benefit of their great experience, and instead they're gone. Everybody's gone. Every cop who isn't sitting behind a desk has got to be gone because anything they do could get them killed and never see their family again. You know, either get them killed or they go to jail for the rest of their lives or their pension's taken away or they're in court for the next 5 years and the world is bringing them in shackles and treating them like a criminal. It's sick. The whole thing is sick. There isn't one kid that's been shot by police that's a good kid. Not one. Here's Gun Owners of America. They have a statement. I'd like to see what they have to say. I'm sure it's what I just said, that you're better off with people being armed at a FedEx facility because then you could fight back against this man. Someone walks in with an automatic weapon that Joe Biden hates so much. Guess what? There's not one person there that could fight him. It's crazy to leave people like fish in a barrel to die. So Gun Owners of America Senior VP Eric Pratt released the following statement. Today's tragic shooting in Indiana will no doubt be used by anti-gun forces to further restrict the right to keep and bear arms. While we pray and mourn for those lost and hurt, now is not the time to leave honest people vulnerable to attack. Instead, we should equip self-defenders with the tools needed to protect themselves. A report indicates that one brave individual attempted to retrieve a firearm from his vehicle, but was killed by the shooter. Had this individual not been disarmed, perhaps more lives could have been saved. It is well known that armed citizen engagement is a proven and effective tool against mass shooter events, and some of these have been documented by the FBI. Public records show FedEx bans their employees from carrying firearms into their facilities. In 2015, the Superior Court of Pennsylvania upheld the right of FedEx to terminate an employee for carrying a handgun in his personal vehicle while performing work for FedEx. Can you imagine what foolish ideas these are? Statistics show mass killings very rare. See, there's no mass killing every day, you moron. You brain-dead, dementia-laden, zombie, hollowed-out brain Biden puppet run and owned by Obama, the Chinese Communist Party, and the Mexican drug cartel. Statistics show that mass killings are very rare and that more than 90% of public mass shootings typically take place in gun-free zones. You hear that? More than 90% of public mass shootings typically take place in gun-free zones where civilians are not permitted to carry firearms. There's a lot of misinformation about mass casualty events. We must ensure to separate fact from fiction when passions are running so high. Gun Owners of America is tireless in our efforts to protect and defend the Second Amendment rights of all Americans, contrary to what President Biden recently called a public health crisis. Executive actions to restrict or prohibit Second Amendment rights is not the answer. We believe every amendment in the Bill of Rights is absolute, including the Second Amendment, which specifically says shall not be infringed. These rights cannot be diminished or dissolved by the stroke of any executive pen, and that's signed by Eric Pratt, Gun Owners of America. Great statement, no different than what I would have said, but nonetheless, great statement. Every single day there's not a mass shooting, Joe Biden makes a dumb statement again, puts down America again, and murders are up all over the United States. Why do you think that is? Very clearly, it's because police does matter. Police lives do matter. Police jobs matter. Police jobs matter. PJM. Police jobs matter. Got to remember that one. So Biden is now increasing the refugee cap. Boy, let me get my gun ready. Because I got to defend myself. It's so crazy that you could be trying to take people's guns away at the exact same time you're bringing in thousands and thousands and thousands an hour of illegal aliens.
many of whom are MS-13, many of whom are gangbangers, many of whom are just stone-cold killers, many of whom are rapists, many of whom are child rapists. You know, and here's GOP leaders say Joe Biden is aiding drug cartels. The nation's, they're reading my script, obviously, listening to my show. The nation's epidemic of drug deaths is being worsened by President Joe Biden's refusal to guard the border, said Kevin McCarthy. The amount of fentanyl seized this year increased by an alarming rate of 233% from the same period last year. It's all fentanyl. We have a crisis on our border we have not seen in more than 20 years, not created in any other way but a change in administration. What's happening now is the drug cartels are running America's southern border, said Steve Scalise, GOP House Whip. They're making millions of dollars a day off this enterprise that was created by Biden's executive actions. And U.S. border agents don't want to be at midnight changing diapers when they could be stopping fentanyl and heroin from coming into America's border. I'm telling you, no one wants to say it out loud but me. The Mexican drug cartel has bribed Joe Biden, the Biden family, Barack Obama, the Clintons, the Kerrys, the entire DNC, the whole Democrat leadership, Pelosi, Schumer. They're all getting payments every month from the Mexican drug cartel and the Chinese Communist Party. And isn't it interesting? All the fentanyl's chemicals come from China. So the Mexican drug cartel and the Chinese all depend on an open border, all depend on a feeble old man with dementia to keep that border open. A sock puppet by the name of O'Biden. Because Obama is really in charge. And these guys are getting rich in bribes from America's enemies to destroy this country as sure as I'm standing here. That's common sense. This is Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule.
He with the gold rules.
Gold and silver are down for the year.
That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high.
But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you.
It could be you interviewing the guests,
talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
You know, as a Jew, I don't like to ever use Nazi comparisons, but I got to tell you, it's like Nazi propaganda. It's like Goebbels. I've never seen anything like it. Between what came out in that Project Veritas three-part series, undercover videos about CNN, and today we find out. Oh, and we also found out that there were lies in the media. What was the other big story? There was another big giant lie exposed in the media just yesterday. There's so many of them, I can't remember them all. Oh, about January 6th. That there was actually somebody ordered the police to stand down, the Capitol Police. So there weren't enough cops, there weren't enough weapons, there weren't enough anything. They wanted a riot that day. And the media just, you know, just glossed over it. But today we find out CBS News edited a police body cam video to hide the fact that a 13-year-old was holding a gun before he's fatally shot by police. My God, are you crazy? Is the media crazy? Are you Nazis? Are you Soviet-era communist East German Stasi? You edited the news to make sure that a black kid with a gun, a 13-year-old black kid with a gun, looks like an innocent kid without a gun, and that a cop killed him for no reason? There's never no reason. No cop would kill someone for no reason. It's unbelievable. Multiple politicians, such as Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, claimed there was no evidence the teen fired the weapon before he was shot. Failed Democrat presidential candidate Andrew Yang tweeted that this kid, Toledo, was unarmed. But he wasn't. The semi-automatic pistol was recovered at the scene. And CBS News, the same one that deceptively edited out portions of Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, his response to their criticisms. He had a great response. They edited it to make it look like a terrible response. They're complete frauds. They're communist frauds. Can everybody not see this now? They're just taking over the country with lies. And when they say there was no rigged election, it's all lies. It's unbelievable. The minute they say there was no rigged election, that's what should make you believe in your heart and soul. You know there was a rigged election because they don't want you to talk about it. That's just common sense. There's no other reason why someone would say, oh, you're not allowed to talk about it. They should be thrilled we're talking about it if there really was no rigged election. We'd all look like idiots. They should be saying, please, please, please talk about it more. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Asset Strategies International, and I keep telling you to buy gold, buy gold, buy gold, buy silver, buy silver, buy silver. Gold heads for its best week in 4 months. Gold hit a 7-week high today, and was on track for its best week since mid-December. And there's also an article here you need to know about. Is China preparing a gold-backed currency? Beijing greenlights purchases of billions of dollars in gold bullion, which could be the death to the dollar. Wow. So China's going to issue a currency backed by gold. Smart. It's what the United States should have done. The People's Bank of China, the nation's central bank, controls how much gold enters China through a system of quotas given to commercial banks. It usually allows enough metal to satisfy local demand, but restricts the flow. In recent weeks, it has given permission for large amounts of bullion to enter. And so, around 150 tons of gold worth $8.5 billion is likely to be shipped, four sources said. It'll be shipped in April or April and May. And the news sent gold prices much higher. Well, let me tell you, gold prices are been held down now for months. When you realize what's being spent by this madman Biden, my gosh, you realize that you've got to save yourself an insurance policy. So big day today for gold. Silver did well, too. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. And the solution is what I call the golden rule. He with the gold rules. And by the way, gold and silver are down for the year. Buy low, sell high. It's good they're down. That's great. That means more gold for you and me. I'm going to buy more. But gold won't be down for long. Not with the trillions. This maniac in the White House, you know, this maniac puppet run by Obama and Valerie Jarrett and the Communist Party of China that wants to destroy our country and the Mexican drug cartel that wants to destroy our country with drugs and human trafficking and let everyone in the world in and get paid $20,000 each for them. It's just going to bankrupt our country. They're all going to be cradle to grave on welfare. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. If you call any gold dealer right now, you'll more than likely pay a heck of a lot more. A heck of a lot more. They're giving you a huge discount on the premium on gold. My good friends Rich and Michael and the ASI team. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007. Ask them for the Wayne Root discount, 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. So a former Border Patrol agent gives his opinion on the wall and the shocking details of smuggler tactics. We'll have more on that later in the show, but let me kind of go over a little bit. Former Chief Patrol Agent of the U.S. Border Patrol, Roy Villarreal, keep the music low, appeared on a podcast to discuss the current situation at the U.S. border along Mexico. Roy Villarreal led the Tucson sector in Arizona at the border from March 19 till November 20. And he expressed all his concerns. I'll tell you more when we get back. The music's on, so I know I'm running out of time. But he says every night, high-speed pursuits, foot chases, catching 1,000 people a night, and that's just in one little station. He said it used to be when I first joined the Border Patrol, it was so quiet. You know, you didn't even know what to do all night. Now, 1,000 people a night they're catching. Well, that was a year ago. Can you imagine what they're catching now? Can you imagine what's going on down there? Actually, they're not catching anything because all they're doing is catching and releasing and changing diapers. That's it. That's our whole Border Patrol now. We'll be right back after the news. Wayne Allyn, the Warrior.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.